His Excellency, Minister Bonilla, Minister of Foreign Affairs from El Salvador. Excellency, Minister Urgesa, Minister of Agriculture from Ethiopia. Excellency, Minister Taikeo, Minister of Agriculture from the People's Democratic Republic of Laos. Commissioner Phil Hogan, from the EU, from the European Commission, Commissioner for Agriculture, Ambassador Ganas, Chair of the CFS, my dear colleague Jose Gaziano and David, dear ministers, ambassadors, ladies and gentlemen, it is a real pleasure for us to be here, because this sad event goes very straight to the heart of our collective responsibility to end rural poverty and hunger. Of course, this requires more than calorie counting. It requires that every woman, child, and man on this earth has access to a balanced diet, to enough nutritious food to lead a full and active life, from childhood right through old age. My colleague, the Director General of FAO, has covered a lot of ground, so allow me to really skip and just reiterate my full concurrence to the challenge raised, particularly the importance for a better cooperation of the three Rome-based agencies. Ladies and gentlemen, nobody should underestimate the scale of the task before us. We all know that at the current pace, quite frankly, the international community is not on track to meet its commitment to zero hunger by 2030. The cause of this hunger is not lack of global production. And we heard again this morning from Akim Steiner's lecture. In fact, we already grow enough food to feed more than 10 billion people, and food supplies are perfectly stable in developed countries. In some countries, particularly those most at risk of famine, the main cause of hunger is conflict. But hundreds of thousands of food insecure people, for them, hunger is a result of poverty and inequalities. It is a result of the exclusion of small-scale producers from larger food systems. And it is a result or a byproduct of inadequate investment in resilient food system combined with decades of neglect of rural areas. Today, climate change is making matters worse and increasing the scale of risk in many developing countries. Can we still achieve zero hunger by 2030? I truly believe that the answer is a yes. But only if we act now to establish inclusive and sustainable food systems and to build the resilience of poor rural people and the ecosystem that they depend on. We can and we will succeed provided we work very well in partnership. This means, particularly for us Rome-based agencies, that each of us bringing our area of expertise to the table. But our partnership must be broad and include everyone with a stake in zero hunger and resilient food systems, from the public sector to the private sectors, from the Rome-based agencies to the IFIs, to the NGOs, from national government to poor smallholders producers themselves. Our starting point must be the rural areas of developing countries. It's important to recall that 80% of the world's poorest people. It is important that we remind ourselves, our saying, that those 80% live in rural area. 80% of the malnourished or undernourished people live in rural area. And agriculture is their main source of income. Dear colleagues, as we prepare for this debate, allow me to highlight three areas which I believe deserve particular attention. The first is gender. Because there is enough evidence that women's education, health, nutrition status, and decision-making power have a significant impact on the health and nutritional well-being of children. Women are also more likely than men to spend what they earn on food for the family. Women play an important role in agriculture and rural economies, yet have significantly less access to services, less access to market and assets, less access to land, in one word, less access to productive resources. Rural women also often lack authority in their homes, organizations, and communities. So empowering and investing in women is an essential step in ending hunger. Second, it's youth. Around 55% of youth in developing countries live in rural areas. They are 2 to 3 times more likely to be unemployed than adults. And rural youth also face inadequate access to land ownership, water market, finance, and entrepreneurial opportunities. Empowering youth can be a catalyst for achieving the SDGs, and we need their energy, their strength and creativity to drive rural transformation. Third, we must take a holistic look at rural area. Enabling the 2.5 billion people would depend on the world's 500 million small farms to grow more and earn more is an essential step in resilient and sustainable food systems. But income and higher production alone will not end hunger in its entirety. Social inequality and economic vulnerability lie at the root of poverty and hunger. So we need to tackle both these elements. So it is a matter of rural transformation. And to transform rural areas economically and socially, more is needed than just money. Governments have a key role to play in putting in place the policies, the regulatory framework, and enabling environment for the private sector. Small farms themselves are businesses. And so a smallholder will not invest in building production if there's no access to market and no hope of selling a marketable surplus. At the same time, the private sector, we know very well, prima facie will always see investment in smallholder agriculture as a risky business. So it's important for all of us to make sure that we can contribute to de-risk the investment environment. IFAD does this. In fact, we work in some of the most remote areas of developing countries, which very likely have never benefited from development interactions or interventions before. Ladies and gentlemen, all of us here today, I'm convinced, share a common vision of a world without hunger by 2030. And I am convinced that together we can and we shall succeed. I thank you.